Damn, girl. That's a deep ass V.
Oh, baby.
DV's back.
It is.
We here.
Yep.
Guess what? Freestyle Friday, goddammit. Coming up later, actually, we actually got a special guest with us. Hip-hop artist Sleep.
Sleep.
Stay tuned for that. As a matter of fact, in honor of our special guest in the most racist way.
Yep.
Today, we're going to be drinking Hennessy.
And Colt 45.
Colt 45, goddammit.
I'm a black guy. I'm a beer guy and you're a liquor guy.
There
so
we go. I brought in some racist mixtures. We go ahead and we brought in some Kool-Aid. Disclaimer.
Correct.
Lots of sugar.
Yep.
A diabetic amount of sugar.
Correct.
I want to drink a glass of Kool-Aid so fucking sweet I lose a foot around this motherfucker.
You want a touch of the sugars.
Yeah, we go. Gotcha. I won't lie, though, in some serious shit, I like my Hennessy served a specific way.
Why?
I like my Hennessy with Coke over ice, served by a blonde white woman with a black eye.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, here we go. But if you ask her how she got her black eye, she's going to tell you she ran into a door.
Right.
Yeah.
The door handle was 6 foot tall.
And Coke 45, motherfucker, what? The only way to drink that shit is in a paper bag on the curb in front of 7-Eleven.
Correct.
Makes sense?
Yeah, with Billy Dean advertising it.
Absolutely.
Billy D. Williams.
There it is. You should actually be able to buy both of those with food stamps.
Yeah.
But seriously, liquor is kind of synonymous
yep.
with hip-hop. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, here's an example. You know why I started drinking Ciroc?
Because P. Diddy did?
Absolutely. I heard it in a rap song, and I was like, cool, I'm gonna drink Ciroc.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
Hip-hop is just becoming more than like a black thing now, though, you know what I mean? Like, hip-hop is honestly, I would say, universal. You know what I mean? Like Taylor Swift, that new song, Shake It Off. Motherfucker, stop it. I would drop that ass and pussy pop on a handstand in that song right now.
Shake it off,
yeah. And yeah. The haters gonna hate. The players gonna play. The breakers gonna break.
It sounds so similar, we might have to pay Taylor Swift some money because we just played her song.
Probably.
Identical.
But also, what about Miley Cyrus?
You love Miley Cyrus.
Dear God in heaven, I would have so many biracial babies with her. She looks like she fucks black guys just to piss her dad off, am I right?
She does.
She's so hip-hop.
Yeah.
She's probably the biggest hoe, like a hip-hop hoe, though. Like,
right.
She looks like she has a DJ and a mixtape from 1998 in her pussy.
Right.
Fun fact, America's Best Dance Crew was actually filmed inside Miley Cyrus's pussy.
She has a big vagina.
She thought OJ was guilty, but her pussy was like, nah.
I'm being totally honest. Was she alive?
Huh?
Was she alive when that happened?
I don't know.
Right?
She is young.
Ooh, she's young.
I'm liking it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Very nice.
Very nice.
I love hip-hop. Who's your favorite hip-hop artist?
Kendrick Lamar. I do. I like him.
Goddamn swagger jacker. I like Kendrick Lamar, too. Let me add some other ones. I like Kendrick.
He's so fucking cool.
I'm going to go with Drake.
Yep.
Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me throw this in here. He's not hip-hop, but Trey Songz.
Sure.
Yeah, he's not a rapper or no shit, but I fuck with his music. It's very, very sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
he's very sexual. I want to share a public urinal with him.
Right. Right. I don't.
No?
So. My wiener is just...
Yeah. His music is so pro-abortion. Like, I could punch a bitch in her stomach right now.
Right. But he'd sing about it and it would be fine.
Absolutely. I hear he's good in concert too.
I don't know.
You know he's a performer, so he like takes his shirt off and he has a glistening six pack.
He's getting like a six pack.
Right.
Fucking asshole.
I want to go and make eye contact with him for like 12 solid gay seconds.
just stare at him like genuine on that cover.
Yeah. What was the last concert you went to actually?
AC/DC.
AC/DC?
Yeah, well, that's true.
This is Freestyle Friday. You shut your mouth
now.
Okay.
AC/DC.
This is going to sound gay, so I'm not sure why I'm making fun of you. Because you know what the last concert I went to was?
I hope it was Miley Cyrus.
Close. It was B2K.
Peaches and cream.
Here's the thing, though. Hear me out. Bitches love B2K. Well,
right.
They did when they were cool.
They did.
Ski Rate, not exactly not into B2K. But you know what I am into?
B2K.
The bitches. So, it was a whole fucking slew of them at this B2K concert. And here was my game plan. B2K gets all the bitches.
Correct.
Fortunate for me,
right.
The concert was only 2 hours long. So they leave, and guess what? All them screaming ass women, you hoes are stuck with Ski Ray, goddamn it. I'm here, baby. Sneaky, I know.
Very sneaky.
Very nice. That's the blackness in me, though.
Can I touch your feet?
I'm very black, but speaking of how black I am, how black are you?
11%.
11%?
Yep.
You know how black I am?
How black?
8 and change, baby. I take 3 steps and my dick swings and ends up in my left pocket, motherfucker.
You know what? You know what I just thought of?
What?
They call you Hogwarts.
Do they?
Know why?
Why?
Because you're 9 3/4.
Platform. Yeah. You know what we people in the big dick business like to call that?
Sounds racist.
Swipe. I have fucking swipe, goddammit. If my dick had sound effects, my shit would be swaloosh. Swoomp. How about yours? What would your dick say if it had sound effects?
Este.
That was what your dick would say?
Yeah.
Where's the capo? Your dick got sound effects?
Yeah, my dick be like, dong. Goddamn Chinese fucking dong.
You know, it is a stereotype that Chinese have smaller penises.
Mm-hmm. So like a clock with a little bird coming in and out of it?
Exactly.
A cool
ding
clock.
Dong. Ding dong. Okay, I like
my
that.
My dick is like Bruce Lee. I'm 135 pounds, but I can kick your ass.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty
it goes,
black.
Dun.
You know how black I am?
How black?
My cell phone's past due. My baby mama hates me. The struggle's fucking real. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of black, though, name 3 black women that you would have sex with if a white man put a gun to your head and made you.
That's easy.
Okay.
Is that not easy for you?
It's pretty difficult.
Is it?
I'm not into the blacks.
Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm.
Paula Patton. Megan Good.
Paula Patton doesn't count.
It counts to me. Okay. Beyonce, fine.
Well, I got Gabrielle Union in there too, but you know what her thing is with me?
What?
She has to keep her socks on. You know why?
She has gross feet.
Her feet are fucking crazy
why
looking.
Why do you like feet so much?
They look like she left them in the microwave for too long.
They cracked down the middle and exploded like a bratwurst.
After her on some real shit, I'm going with Halle Berry.
Sure.
Here's the thing, though. She's old, but she's still bad as fuck because she's like a she's like an old monument. Even though she's old, you still have an appreciation for her.
Oh, I was going to say you still have sex with her. That's weird. Right. I don't have sex with monuments.
And then finally,
but I do.
I guess if I had to pick a third one, I'm going to go with Tyler Perry.
As Madea.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, he or she has ass, okay? I'm in love with him or her. I would take him or her as my girlfriend or boyfriend.
How many of those movies have you seen?
None of them. But one day I'm going to make him or her my husband or wife. He or she is beautiful.
Sherman him.
She has a whole bunch of man or woman butt. More seriously, though, I like a good seat smushing butt ass. You know what I'm saying?
Seat smushing butt ass.
Yeah.
Yucky.
You don't like big ass?
No, I mean, I like a respectable amount.
Agree to disagree?
A rear end.
Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah, here we go. Is there such thing as too big?
Yeah, I mean, there's such thing as too big.
No, that's fucking silly. There's no way.
What if it's so big you can't even reach your 8 and change in there?
No, I like an ass so big that cholesterol is a serious concern for us. Like, I
want for us.
If I hit it a big ass from the back, I can't look. I just can't. Because okay. if I do, I'm done abruptly and fucking quickly. You ever busted a nut so hard that you fucking put a dent in an aluminum can?
Yeah, I can do that.
That's what Sloppy Joe applesauce booty does to me.
Christ. She got the shiny
appleseed. I'm talking about a big ass nut. Like the morning after pill doesn't even work for the nut because it's so goddamn hard. My nut is so hard that I would need like the night of pill. The plan B pill wouldn't work either. I would need like a elemental P pill. I just have no defense for a big old wobbly down syndrome booty.
My manwich butt.
Yeah. It just big ass used to be like a black girl thing.
Sure.
Now white girls got ass that rival like mid-sized sedans. You know what I'm saying?
So, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, the playing field is level. Mm. Black girls will always be the original of fat ass. The sure. originators, excuse
right.
me. But nobody's taking that away. But white girls with ass, that's like the new thing. A comparison for me, just so you get a understanding of what I'm saying.
Give me an example.
A good comparison would be ground beef. Okay. A.K.A. black girls.
Mm-hmm.
White girls
all right.
are ground turkey. It doesn't quite taste the same, but it's shit. Damn good.
And it's better for you.
With that said, though, black sex versus white sex.
Go on.
Who's more freakier?
I would say black, just because they have more to work with.
There we go. I like where your head's at. Okay. I don't know what your definition of freaky is, but I'm talking so damn disgusting after you finish. You start reassessing life goals. You know what I'm saying? What you're doing with yourself.
You take a long, cold shower.
You have a strong desire to take a shower with Clorox, maybe. You know? Sheet laundry, mattress stains, leg cramps. You know what I'm saying? Fucking handing her a warm, wet towel to wipe off with. Making R. Kelly proud for obvious reasons.
Making R. Kelly squeamish.
You know what I'm saying? I've been with a few freaks, but I would say I'd have to give the freaky crown to white women. A white woman will suck your dick and look you square in the eye and give you a little wink. You know what I'm saying? A white chick will suck your dick till fucking her eyes water. You know what I mean? They're dedicated.
I've seen that in porns.
And let me give you the... Have you ever gotten head from a black chick?
Never.
It is a goddamn shame. They suck your dick like it's a linty, dusty lollipop. Like they make the face like they just took a big gulp of Theraflu.
They feel like... Yeah.
They're the goddamn best at making you say, you know what? Never mind. Just fucking turn over. I've got a quite a bit of experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
More than I'm proud of.
See, Nicole, she can stick it in there and speak perfect English and just have a full conversation with me.
I'm liking that. I like that.
Because I have a small penis.
I'm wishing you guys the worst of luck so I can holler at Nicole, baby. If bitches wear notches on a belt, like for real, like you know how people say,
yeah,
just another notch on my belt.
Sure.
My belt would squeeze the shit out of me. My belt would be so fucking tight, I would suffocate and die, goddammit.
The notchiest belt ever.
So notchy. What's your number and how many were black?
Well, my number's one.
Your number's one.
One different woman. I mean, in total, it's probably a fulfillion.
A fulfillion. Yeah. Okay. A fulfillion times with one woman.
Correct. So how many black women would be? Carry the three. Zero.
You know what? I remember when we started this shit, I said that I was never going to say my number on air.
Are you going to say your number?
But guess what? Fuck it. You know what my number is? 80 milligrams of penicillin. No, I guess I could say it. Fuck it.
I'm say it in Spanish.
Say it in Spanish?
Yeah.
What is that? Uno, siete, cuatro.
So, 174?
174, hold on, baby.
174-0.
Yeah, that's Spanish.
That's Spanish.
Yeah. But for realsies, though, don't forget the penicillin, please. My life literally depends on it. I wake up in the morning to a shower, eggs, and penicillin.
Anything that ends in acillin.
Oh, and porn. Acillin.
Sure.
I like to rub one out in the morning before I head to work. I bought a pocket pussy. Here's the thing. $26 couldn't have been more fucking better spent.
Please, please do this on the way to work. Bring it with you in the car and have sex with it in the car.
I would, but it's actually too messy. Like, the Astroglide gets everywhere.
Oh, you have to put stuff in it?
Yeah, you've got to be you've got to be situated right, and you've got to have a towel prepared.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's like dinner, you know what I mean? Lots of meal prep going on.
Yeah.
This is actually the first day I've come out of my room since getting it. I swear to God, it feels so real.
I don't know why you have like a right hand like Popeye and left hand normal, so that makes sense.
They try to make it look real too. They make the pussy lips like pink and shit. Right. Here's the thing. I beat that pussy up so goddamn good, all the pink is completely gone. Here's the thing, Mike. I literally knocked the color out the pussy. Do you hear what I'm saying? I knocked the pussy so good, there ain't no more color on it.
Here's the best question.
Uh-huh.
What color is it?
Now?
No, when
you bought it. A light pale.
When you bought it.
It was brown and pink.
That shit is concrete.
So you went with the black one?
No. Speaking of color pussy, though.
Yep.
Do you watch black porn?
No, I don't. Do you?
Goddamn racist, do I watch black porn? Let me tell you something. GhettoTube.com, BubbleButtOrgy.com, Capri Styles, Jasmine Cashmere, Cherokee the Ass, Pinky, Sleeps Baby Mama. No. I'm kidding. Immediate disclaimer, Sleeps Baby Mama's wife, aka, is very beautiful, very beautiful. Shout out to Sleep, beautiful family, kids, the whole nine. She's actually, in some real shit, the only woman that I've ever seen have a baby. and be a bad motherfucker by the next week, just in time for Thirsty Thursday. I want to say she's not a human. You know what I mean?
Are you saying she's an alien?
I'm saying she's a very beautiful woman. Most women have a baby, mm-hmm. and they look like, you know what I'm saying, an expired perm from the fucking next 2 years of their life. They
Shrek.
Just look,
yep.
They just look terrible. Then they go through the whole trim spa and Herbalife fucking part of their life. You know what
Still
I mean?
Still yucky.
Yeah, it's just sad. It's just like sad.
Stretch marky yeah. and yucky. And...
Women just don't snap back like that after babies, right. but she does. You know what I mean? I actually unfriended my baby mama in her third trimester of pregnancy. I saw where it was going and didn't like it.
Well, you unfriended, so it's not right, you're right, fine. Right. Yeah, you're good.
I'm kidding. She's a beautiful woman, too. Hi, baby mama. She's not listening to this bullshit. She can't stand me.
Probably because you unfriended her.
So. Right. But to answer your question, yes, Mike, I do watch black porn.
Do you?
When I do, just to be racist, I jerk it with baby oil. Niggas love baby oil. Sometimes chicken grease works, too. Or Murray's hair grease. For those that don't know, ooh. Yeah, Murray's hair grease comes with in an orange can. You buy one and it honestly will last you an entire presidency term. That's how fucking long lasting it is.
Well, I am 11% black, mm-hmm. so I do know Murray's hair grease.
Okay.
The only reason I know is because my brother used to have dreads, mm-hmm. and he did use it.
Really?
He bought like 5 cans of it.
Did your mom fuck the shit out of the milkman? I'm not understanding why your brother has dreads.
You've seen my dad. Mm-hmm. Very Mexican. Okay. He had a 24-inch afro.
Yes, he did.
When he got married.
Yeah.
He's part black.
The Ted. Yeah, Murray's hair grease is honestly the thickest, greasiest shit in the history of greasy, to be honest
with
you. You know what? I'm going to make a complete 360 turn here while I'm thinking about it.
360 is the same spot. 180.
180. There we go. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on black women nipples?
So we're going 360.
Yeah.
They're nipples. I mean, I like nipples. As long as they're not like fucking witch fingers, I'm fine.
Fucking witch. I'm 50-50. I'll be honest. I do prefer them over pink white girl nipples.
Sure.
But black girls' nipples, they do look like a grape that rotted at the bottom of the fridge. It's not quite a raisin, but if a damn sure ain't a grape. You know what I'm saying?
If you think that is the better version of the white one,
uh-huh,
what do you think of white nipples?
They look like tonsils.
I don't think you like nipples.
You don't think so?
Well, you said that black nipples that you prefer over white nipples, mm-hmm. they look like rotted grapes at the bottom of the fridge. What could you possibly think is like, I want some of that.
That's just my take. Here's the thing. White people and black people are just different.
Sure.
So different sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Opposites attract.
They do.
So when you see an interracial couple, what do you think?
Good job, Obama.
My first thought when I see a black guy with a white woman is Amber Alert. and then my second thought becomes her dad is pissed.
He's so mad.
Then finally I think his mom is pissed. If you brought a black woman home prior to you being married, what do you think your parents would say if you brought a black chick home?
They'd be okay with it.
You think so?
Yeah, my dad, I feel like he's part of, like, he had the 2-foot afro when he got married. He's basically a black dude.
Okay. I brought a black chick home one time. Oh, I'm sorry. That's it. I had no punchline for that. I just brought a black chick home one time in the 27 years of my life. That's it. Oh, man. What a white woman. Anyway. Does racism still exist?
Yeah, a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah, not. I mean, not like... Maybe not like where we live.
It 100% does.
Does it?
I was at work the last week, and there's like a ton of, you know, leftover candy from Halloween.
Sure.
My manager, who's a white chick, mm-hmm. she says, hey, we have some Jolly Ranchers left over. Would you like grape or watermelon? I was like, bitch, how the fuck did you know I wanted watermelon or grape?
That's not racist. That's just stereotypical, and she just knows.
That's just delicious, in my opinion.
Right.
By the way, random, but I gotta know. How many times in your life have you said the word nigga?
39 times.
Okay. I'm liking that number. I'm positive I've said it more times in words like love, thank you, hi. That tells you where I am in life, you know what I mean? Because I can't not use it because it describes some people so perfectly. It's not just specific to black people anymore. Like, anyone can be a nigga.
Okay, go on.
Example.
Ahead. Yep.
Kim Jong, whatever, the Korean leader.
Kim Jong-un.
Nigga. George Bush.
Yep.
Nigga.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan.
Hmm.
Nigga.
Okay.
Fox News. Nigga. Peter Griffin.
nigga.
they're so, it's so like weirdly based here. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, let's move forward. Let's move forward. Here's the thing.
Yep.
I'm gonna say some words, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Let's call this flashcards.
You ready?
Yeah.
Flashcards. I'm liking this.
Okay.
8-year-old listeners, enjoy.
You're welcome.
Here's my first word.
Okay.
One word response.
One word. I'll give you one quick response. Continue.
Okay. We can go with that.
Yeah.
Grape soda.
Friday.
Audi belly button.
Gross.
FUBU.
Hockey jerseys for black people.
Plantation.
Asians.
Robbery.
Black people.
Big black cop.
Seen it too much.
1988 Cadillac.
Every black guy's grandpa.
Gold jewelry.
Mr. T.
Hennessy.
Not as gross as I thought.
Django.
Awesome. Yeah. I have 10 for you.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll see.
Give them
to me. Hard. I mean, I was thinking 10 real fast. Ready?
Fuck it, let's do it.
Escalade.
Black people.
Systems.
Goddamn niggas.
Rims.
Motherfucking niggas.
Tiger Woods.
Goddamn black person.
Scarface.
Oh, that's my shit.
Not tipping.
Not tipping? What is that?
Yeah, not tipping when you're like at a restaurant.
Oh, that's black people for sure.
Puffy coats.
Puffy coats.
Yep.
Cool black people.
Being good at running.
Goddamn niggas.
Obama.
What's up, my nigga?
And my favorite.
Uh-huh.
The Wiz.
Holla at me, nigga. You know what? But we did mention Django earlier.
We did.
The D is silent.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Django.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what? I have something coming up later. So speaking of Django, let's do this.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break.
All right.
Lotion up our knees and elbows.
Let's call it Loche.
Yeah. Let's pay our Boost Mobile phone bill.
Yep.
And come back with our official Deep V slave auction, baby.
Pay as you go, baby.
There we go. We'll be right back. Deep V.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
And we're back.
We are back.
We're back. With some slave talk.
So much slave talk.
The official DV slave auction.
Is this our first or second one?
This is our first.
I know me and you do it all the time.
Oh, for sure. Just for shits and giggles.
We have a lot of slave auctions.
Yeah, 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 yeah. For this slave auction, you know who my first round pick is going to be?
Who's it going to be?
My first round pick in the DV slave auction, Ski Ray is going to select Queen Latifah. Here's why. First of all,
yep,
that's a huge bitch, okay?
It is.
I dare someone to make fun of her to her face. I can have sex with her, she's rich, and she can stand guard at my front door.
Yep.
Okay? If you saw Queen Latifah dressed in all black, mm-hmm, with black boots standing at my door,
yep,
guess who's coming to my door?
Nobody.
Nobody. Who are you taking? First round.
Have you ever seen her and Tyler Perry in the same room?
Tomato, tomato. I feel like it's the same person.
Yeah.
Same person. Who you got?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
You know why?
Why?
So he quits fucking golf. I hate that son of a bitch playing.
He should just
I don't want to keep fucking going for him. He's driving me crazy.
Yeah, he just needs to make a mixtape and come to grips with his niggardness.
His freestyle will be worse than mine will be.
For sure.
I guarantee
for
it.
For sure. Here's my second round pick. Second round pick.
Yep.
In the DV slave auction.
Okay.
Ski Ray selects.
Yep.
Whoopi Goldberg, baby. Another
predator.
There we go. Another security measure, because here's what I could do. I can make money off her by leasing her out to like farms with cornfields.
Right.
She's the greatest scarecrow to ever live.
She's the greatest scarecrow?
Yep.
Okay. All
who
right.
You got? Who you got?
I got that. I'm going to take
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D.
Billy D. Lando Calrissian.
Go on.
Just because he's so fucking cool. Okay. Just like that, like I'll be cooler just like hanging out with him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. And you know he did do a little shout out for Colt 45 mm-hmm. when it came out.
Yeah.
So like I mean like it free Colt 45 and it's a lot better than you think it is.
Is it?
It's not that bad.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Third and final pick.
Yep.
In the DV slave auction.
Correct.
Ski Race Selects. One of Angelina and Brad's nigga babies.
So many.
Just one?
Well, I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart.
Right.
Because black babies yep. need a positive black male role model in their life, and Brad Pitt clearly isn't it. If there's anybody mm-hmm. that black nigga baby can look up to, with all my dick and gay jokes,
yep.
it's Ski Ray.
I bet he would be a good black role model.
Brad Pitt?
Yep.
Probably.
He's that fucking cool.
He's cool. Who are you taking? Final pick.
Okay, in the deep V.
Yep.
Slave Trap.
Yep.
Mike Select. Mm-hmm. Michael J. White.
Michael J. White?
Yep.
Who's Michael J. White?
Black Dynamite.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Protection.
I like it.
Would you fight him?
No.
He might be the only guy that could go against Queen Latifah.
I'm going to have to agree with you there. Let's do this. Hey, we're going to take one last quick break.
Yep.
I need to send out some mass text messages to all my black friends and family.
I need to text message my black friend.
Mm-hmm. Me? You need to text me? We'll be right back with our guest Sleep. Let's send him out with a little sleep music.
Sleepy.
Go to sleep.
I'm just trying to get my rhymes out, but you keep telling me that my time's out. They say that we running out of time, but I know that we all just fine. Well, since the shit is about to detonate, give me a minute, homie, let me set the record straight. Damn, man, I thought I made it. I even had my travel plans accommodated. Every record set, I'ma try and break it. Every word that I speak is fucking groundbreaking. But I'm still underrated. Overpaid, they thought I quit, they estimated. Yo, flow is so outdated. But nigga, my style is right on time. And they sent me here from the future, so I already know that I'ma shine. I'ma be the illest motherfucker on the beat, guaranteed. They'll remember me, remember me. Positive energy, fuck who's in the industry. I'm in it black, your favorite artist, motherfucker, lose your memory. Oh, I'm about to kill it. Stop with the arguments, y'all know what the deal is. Style so appealing, words so revealing. Niggas catching feelings, bitches is too. But they caught the vapors, it's nothing that they can do. Did a couple interviews, a time bomb about to blow up. No award shows, they telling me not to show up. But I ain't even tripping, you artists just make me throw up. Sickening, essential to this hip-hop motor like a piston. I tell them pay attention, but it's like nobody's listening. This shit is so whack, and everything's so garbage. What the fuck is wrong with these niggas, they flows retarded. But not in a good way, that's not what you should say. I just say the shit that a starving artist should say. Posted like Griff Blake, kicking Kumite. Every day's my Friday, so today was a good day. Nigga, I'm still on it, early morning and late nights. But fearing my opponents like Tyson, Tigers and Gray Whites. All you talk about is Molly's and drinking that purple spy. Your style so childish, I'm the nutrients, Pedialyte. I'm not like you little niggas, make you eternally sleep like Michael, little nigga. Shake the game up like Yahtzee, avoid the paparazzi. But I'm so cocky, wanna be, but you're not me. I'm about to show off, your style's like Tylenol PM. I doze off, go ahead, take a load off. Might as well take your coat off, cause like an angry parent of Plexico's pistol, I go off. Every word I speak is my revelation. So what, I got an education, this is dedication. Rap is just a platform for the message. So once I get it out, I'm gone in 60 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we here with Sleep. Appreciate you coming on to the show, motherfucker. Freestyle Friday. While we got you on this motherfucker, matter of fact, could you go ahead and do us the honors? Me and Pootie kind of been going back and forth. We need you to settle something for us, my co-host and I, Mike Pootie.
I'm better.
Agree to disagree. But what we're going to do is a little freestyle here, 8 Mile style.
Yep.
B-Rabbit, Papa Doc.
I'm Eminem.
Go ahead and be the judge here. Royce, go ahead and drop that shit.
Okay.
Aw, shit. Y'all be fucked up now. So you thought radio was my full-time gig? Motherfucker, I'm a rapper, goddammit. Check my shit. Okay, here we go. My flow sick, though. Ebola on the beat, though. Fucking bitches giving STDs and she ain't no, though. Hey, that's how I roll, though. Getting hit on the low, though. I make her call my dick Mr. Twinkie because she a ho-ho. Protection, motherfucker, that's a no-no. Freak, that's all I know, though. Then check this. Ask me if I got that bitch pregnant. That's for show, though. Okay, oh, shit. Hey, I just killed that shit. Def Jam. Holla at a nigga. Young Money, Cash Money, what's up? There's only three rappers I know better than me. Check it. Dylan. Up to my nigga Dave Chappelle. Hey, Oprah, feed my nigga Dave.
But that wasn't bad. Just wait for this one. You ready? Here we go. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground, I spent most of my days chilling out, people outside of the school. And a couple of... That's good, right?
Yeah.
Well then, that shit was hilariously sad. I'm gonna go ahead and have to give do I get the W for that?
No, I get the W.
You get the W.
I get the W.
Sleep, what do you think?
Besides Sleep. He does not he doesn't get a chance to win.
Dylan won that one.
Dylan. Well, we're gonna go ahead and leave it a rapping to you, my nigga, and what we gonna do is stick to what we do best, and that's dick jokes. Boom.
Dick talk.
So go ahead and got some questions for you here, Sleep. I noticed you pulled up in a fresh-ass Jaguar, so my question to you, is that the product of selling drugs, robbery, or unpaid child support, or all three?
All the above, and it's rented.
Boom!
All right, I like that, yeah. All right. Now, I'm pretty well-versed in the rap game, as you saw from my sick-ass freestyle skills, so I'm going to start a sentence, and I'd like you to finish it for me. One fish, two fish, red fish.
Brown cow, nigga.
I'm sorry, I was looking for who fish. Thanks for playing, though. I appreciate it. No, but seriously, though, as a rapper growing up as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you was 4 years old, five, six, seven, was Dr. Seuss just that nigga to you? Like, coming up, nobody was colder than the doc, right? Like, seriously, though, who were some of your favorite artists that influenced you growing up?
Like you said, Dr. Seuss, green eggs, and ham, my nigga. That shit go hard. But on some real shit, you know, of course, you got your Pox, your Snoops, your M's, you know, all the greats. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You know,
How you feel about the new artists like Drake and Kendrick and them?
That motherfucker's dope.
Okay.
Them boys putting out hits, and Kendrick the leader of the new school.
Greatest of all time. One rapper. Go.
Jigga Man.
Okay, all right.
I had to go with Jigga Man just because his resume.
I respect it.
The other two greats passed too early to give him that title.
Fair enough. I hear what you're saying. All right. Now, to white people, all black people look the same.
Okay? We do. God damn it.
Especially rappers.
So I ain't got dreads, though.
So my question to you is, how many times did you get shot outside the Mike Tyson fight in Vegas in 1997?
Five times, goddammit. I wasn't wearing my bulletproof that night, man, but I'm still here.
Yeah, we gonna have to get your street credit up. Have you considered writing a bad check so you could go to jail for a couple of days, put that shit on your resume?
Nah, but I actually went to jail for tax fraud, though.
Oh, okay.
Does that count?
Absolutely. Okay. Uncle Sam my ass. Here we go. I do not like eggs, green eggs, and what does that nigga say? Is it Sam I Am? All right.
How you gonna say Sam, Dr. Seuss is that nigga, you don't know green eggs?
All right. Hey, a couple more questions for you, though. So I know you're married. You love your wife. In like a loving...
Hey, don't be putting that shit out there like that. No,
Well, what I was going to say is...
I'm playing. I love you, baby.
Yeah. My thing is, I feel like you love her in kind of like a Stevie J loving hip-hop kind of way. LPG, life partner gang, baby. A lot of dudes come up and they end up leaving a girl for a quiet, obedient, freaky, cooking, cleaning, non-argumentative, lunch-making, white girl. So, do me a favor.
Brittany, holla at me.
Yeah. Give me the name of a white celebrity that you wouldn't mind raping. I mean, dating.
Let's see. Mila Kunis could get it.
He stole my number one.
See, look, look, all niggas think alike too. Not only do we look alike, we think alike.
Yeah, I respect that shit. All right, my last question to you, and then I'm gonna let Mike hop in here and ask you some shit. On some serious shit, your new album Oxygen. Where'd the inspiration for that shit come from? Because I told my host Mike before you got here, I wasn't gonna tell you. I think I got four songs in before I declared you one of my favorite rappers. No homo. Your poster actually isn't that far from my bed, strategically placed next to the Costco jug of lotion. All right. So, where'd the inspiration come from, my dude?
It came from these whack ass rappers. Honestly, these niggas make some bullshit.
Yeah.
So I decided to make some real shit.
Okay. You know? Give our listeners a plug here where they can go and find your music though.
SoundCloud, look up Sleeps Music, you know what I'm saying? Go to Twitter, Sleeps Music, or Instagram at sleep_dubxdxi, you know?
There it is. Now, and do me one more favor, just for the sake of Freestyle Friday, bro, because I Bilbo'd the shit out of that freestyle. leave our listeners with some real shit. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, if y'all want some real shit, here we go.
Here we go.
I can get political on y'all real quick, you know what I'm saying?
About to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is. This shit is going up like an elevator. Fuck your bitch, then I put her on a respirator. Take the pussy real quick, then eliminate her. DV podcast, high haters. I might violate her, taste it like now later. Big bank take, little bank nigga, case closed. Blunts face those titties by the case loads. I've been doing this rapping shit since 10 days old. The flow goes 360 like deep waves. Since we in AZ, it's a heat wave. Get served like a waiter, here's a free tray. My state hate niggas like 3Ks. Bitch, you better have half on the fucking tree. Take off my shirt, then she lick on my deep V. New ski Ray from high school, he went to DV. You cannot join me, you cannot beat me.
Dayline, I told y'all niggas.
Now the real questions.
Aw, shit.
From the white.
White.
Question number one.
Whitey.
How many times have you been walking down the street and a white couple crosses the street on purpose because they see you coming?
Let's just say if I had a penny for every time that shit happened,
yes,
I'd be Bill Gates.
That's so much money. So many pennies. So many pennies. He'd have so much lead poisoning. Who is your favorite white football player?
Peyton Manning. You already know.
Besides Peyton.
The GOAT.
Besides Peyton. That doesn't count.
God damn.
He's every black guy's favorite white guy.
He wouldn't say Riley Cooper bad in the
mud. At least. Fuck Riley Cooper. No. Let me see. Let's just go with...
It's so hard.
It is, though. That's a tough one. Right. Let's go with fucking Brian Urlacher or some shit. I don't know. By default. All
right. All right. Let's see here. Are you mad that the iPhone does not have a black person emoji?
I'm mad that Siri don't talk like a nigga. Can I say nigga?
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. After hearing the rap battle that me and Ski Ray just had, on a scale of Riff Raff to Kendrick Lamar, where am I? Riff Raff being the bottom.
And Kendrick being the top?
Yep. You can go over Kendrick. That's fine. I'll be over Kendrick.
I was about to say, you are Jesus.
Okay. I like that.
Of hip hop.
I like that.
There we go.
Okay. When you get extra famous... Can we get tickets to the backstage, like fun stuff and like the cool stuff, you know?
When you get extra famous, can I get invited to the radio show?
Yes.
Nah, buddy, you already know. I got y'all. You know what I'm saying? We all building.
Well, then.
There it is.
I feel like Freestyle Friday was a success.
It was a success.
I mean, my freestyle wasn't very successful-ish.
Yeah, well, mine, every time he makes a movie, he does 100 million, so no big
Sleep
deal.
Was a shit, though.
He was good.
In no way was he sleeping.
No, he was one of the seven dwarfs, but it wasn't not. He was sleeping.
He was alive and well in this bitch. Appreciate you coming out here, Sleep, and take care, bro. Let's go ahead and give a little some shout-outs.
LeGarrette Blunt.
You want to shout out LeGarrette Blunt?
Yeah. I like that.
Fucking just being a jackass.
Shout out to anyone who was a slave. I wouldn't have made a good slave. My allergies are the worst.
Can we stop? This field is not gluten-free for me.
I take so many sick days.
I'm not feeling up for it today, guys.
Right. Shout out to the all-black churches for being so all-black and going on forever.
And gospel-y.
So hungry.
Right. I missed so many NFL games.
The worst. Right. Who else do I want to shout out here? Shout out to my dad. He's, without a doubt, the blackest man I know.
Sure.
Hey, Dad, cut your high top. He really has a high top. You want to give a special shout out? You got somebody over there?
How about Arsenio Hall?
Arsenio Hall.
Because he keeps getting jobs and keeps losing them.
Yeah. The typical unemployed black man. I want to shout out the only black woman that I've ever dated in my entire life. I'm not going to say her name on here because she's listening, but you are the reason I will not date black women.
You're welcome.
Just kidding. I like black women. Not really.
You were the only one, so you get the hint.
No, I'm kidding. They're cool, though. They're cool in the bed. It's just they're so opinionated and so independent and so strong. They're basically like WWF wrestlers.
Fucking bitches. Nobody wants to date Goldberg.
Right. Date fucking Bam Bam.
Right. I think, actually, you know what? Royce DeCoppo has a special shout out he wants to throw out there. Royce, what you got to say, bro?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go ahead and shout out my boy Kellen and Kellen Bell. Meach and Kells coming out of Columbus, Ohio, and Tucson, Arizona. They coming up here making stinky beats with your boy for DV, so appreciate it.
There it is.
They are the smelliest beats.
I want to shout out Boost Mobile Phone. Kmart. Where else do black people shop?
Pay as you go.
Big Lots.
Big Lots on layaway.
Rent-A-Center. Errands. Where else? Claire's with the fake earrings.
Or your local smoke
did you,
shop.
Did yeah, you yeah, buy yeah. fake earrings from Claire's?
I have some in right now.
Amazing.
They're good looking, though.
They are.
Right. Shout out to Air Jordans.
Air Jordans.
Also want to shout out, what else do Negroes be wearing? Shout out to FUBU. Is that a thing still?
Echo.
FUBU. Rockaware.
Rockaware.
South Pole. Pele.
Baggy stuff.
South Pole. Oversized
shirts. Tall tees. Shout out to them motherfuckers. What else do we learn? Shout out to basketball. Shout out to basketball gyms. Shout out to any athletics because black people dominate and all that shit.
Not hockey, am I right? I don't watch hockey. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't watch hockey.
Fair enough. But yo, we're definitely going to do this again. I need to go brush up on my goddamn freestyle skills.
Me too. No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot a text message to Sleep, see if he can help me out, get me in the booth, you know what I'm saying? Get my exercise on my lyrical game.
Sure,
up,
sure,
you know
sure,
what I'm
sure,
saying?
Sure.
Fair enough.
Right.
But until then, we'll be back next Friday.
You know what? Before we do that,
uh-huh.
Let's tell everybody where they can follow us.
Yeah, let's definitely do that.
Let's
you know,
before we do everything.
DeepV, you can definitely follow DeepV on Facebook. Just look up DeepV.
DeepV.
Instagram is official DeepV.
Official DeepV.
And you want to have some questions for us or maybe you have some ideas that you want us to talk about on air, go ahead and send that to officialdv@gmail.com.
Do it.
Twitter is also officialdv, @officialdv, excuse me.
Bingo.
I'm not up on the Twitter lingo.
The tweeter.
Tweet. Right. I actually just threw my typewriter away finally yesterday.
He did.
I'm getting up to date here.
I made him.
Right. But we'll catch you guys next week. Until then, we'll go ahead and let's leave these motherfuckers with some more sleep.
Sleepy!
Send them out with some sleep, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
This is such a wonderful feeling. I gotta admit that I am feeling myself. The feeding helps. SpongeBob dreadlocks. I eat the kelp. I eat the sky. I, in the third sense of word tense, is resilient to the negative that lives within you. Bird shit. To bird shit in the forest I ignore. Right.
riding with my bottom BZ door. We explore.
I could not ponder or fathom. Just imagine if music was filled with passion and rappers didn't rap like badging and change clothes like mannequins practicing their shenanigans. They're acting with actions of red buttons on car keys panicking. Hit the gym and pick up my white girl after she tans again. I hear you're sleeping over tonight. Bring your pajamas and we should jam because peanut butter is jelly's friend. I got a Scully to take some Molly with aliens. Gotta get my straight shit. Don't wanna be a Jalen. I dream about the Holy Land. I know a few Israelians. I know some high chief prostas. Middle name Laka. What you want? Not chicken, me dirty pasta. Oh, nana. Cream be on the scale like an iguana. West Coast Andre 3K Iguodala. The Iguodala. My people holla. From many regions, they see the scala. Better believe him. He is not butter. More like the utter. From Burger Mothers. There is no other. So please take cover. You penis lover. I mean to each another. Realness you could teach to brothers. Realness you could teach to lovers. Realness you could teach to others. If it was your mom, I would beat your mother. Me style pizza lover. There will never be another. Another.
This is such a wonderful feeling. I gotta admit that I am feeling myself. The beating helps. SpongeBob dreadlocks. I eat the kelp. I eat the sky. I, in the third sense of word tense, is resilient to the negative that lives within you. Bird shit. To bird shit in the forest I ignore. Riding with my bottom busy door. We explore life. Life.
It's the world wanderer. The world gets cold, mother nature stay under her. I'm just a blunderer, been around the world and back. I help lost them seeds find their way. I am the man. I am backpack, backpack, always got my backpack. I keep a pound of seaweed and that coral in my knapsack. Pinch my tent everywhere, occupy Wall Street. At first we were local, now we occupy all streets. Put the kelp up in the bone. Dora says she misses me, I'm hardly ever home. Critics criticize cause they can't understand my songs, but sorry I'm different. Underwater breather sandy. Fuck y'all, I eat the negativity like candy. Making beautiful music, pitching heaters. Randy, then block it out. Marcus can be. And then I kindly tell swiper no swiping. Jack boys plotting. Already got my little cuz. I promise you them niggas will be touched. Back rub, then lubricate. Chapstick. So tired of rappers spreading ignorant shit. Patrick, pop your trunk and blast it. Money under the mattress. Nigga, you broke. Stop fronting like the government. I think I need a hover kit. Hip hop, I'm on my job to ring rappers out and leave them leaking. SpongeBob. Hey, I ring rappers out and leave them leak. SpongeBob. Yeah.